Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Welcome to Holistic Health Anxiety Podcast Talks, where we believe in healing one life at a time. Join us as we explore the intricate world of anxiety, sharing insights and practical tips to help you cope and thrive. Each episode features inspiring conversation with authors, doctors, and mental health professionals who share their experiences and expertise. Together, we uncover the tools and strategies to navigate the challenges of anxiety, reminding us that we are not alone on this journey, so let's all heal together. Hey guys, welcome back. Today, I want to share a story with you. Before I do that, I just hope everyone's well here and handling the anxiety quite well. There's a few changes that are starting to happen with me. I'm trying to change to a more consistent job at the moment. Not only just changing the jobs and learning something new and something exciting, throwing myself to the deep end, but I'm also trying to change my sleeping patterns, which it's really difficult to change at the moment because I'm more of a night owl, and I'm recording this at 12:22. It's been a heck 2 weeks of high gradient learning, steep curve learning. It's been interesting changes. Been trying to get up really early lately and force myself. It's been like 2 weeks of non-sleep, and we all need to have a healthy sleep pattern. And I noticed that there's just more energy in life if we do sleep more and less anxiety 100%. So, I don't know, I just encourage others to maybe try something different and take the challenge of change. And we did talk about anxiety, one of the anxiety and sleep and sleep therapy. I call it sleep therapy because it's important for life. And I just noticed the different changes in me. There seem to be more energy than, when we are in a night morning life than in night life. So the transformation's been interesting. I've decided to learn how to drive a bus, and these buses are like 18 ton, right? And they're heavy and big. And I always wondered how bus drivers and truck drivers manage to keep their cars on the road without hitting any doors or people between cars entering, and you're there, and still people are crossing in front of an 18-ton, moving train, and it's just fascinating to watch and learn, and also about the mechanics and the physics and of a large vehicle, controlling a large vehicle. So out of that, I had the sense, learning the opportunity to learn the sense of real responsibility. I'm talking support life stuff, like people walking in front of a bus and people entering a bus. So far, I haven't had a chance to have any passengers, but we're working on opening doors and closing the doors on a bus, and we're working on, slowly pulling into bus stops and just watching people wanting to enter, but we're not allowing them because we're in training. There's a few fellows with me, co-workers, co-students out there with a coach. It's interesting, very interesting stuff. So I thought, half of me doesn't believe still I'm actually learning to be a bus driver as a side hustle, right, apart from podcasting. And I thought, the coin is all right, the money's all right, and it's not a job that everyone can do or wants to do, but, and they're just pushing ourselves to learn a new skill, a transformation in the making, and the anxiety that goes with that, I think, I just thought the idea of this podcast is to tell you about the transformation, and I think the changes, the sleep patterns are also important to me to discuss here, how things can change and transform if we just allow them to, and really change the direction of our lives. What else can I say about this podcast today, this episode? I just haven't it's been 2 weeks intense, and I've noticed that even my podcasting, the amount of podcasts that I put out and working on, you can say I'm working on being a part-time bus driver and also part-time podcaster. I'm running a few shows, by the way. I changed the subject a little bit, running a few shows at the moment. I've got one I love, Money Matters, because it does, and it's without money we get anxiety and we go everywhere. We always need to keep food on the table and keep the shelter, the roof over the head and happy-go-lucky kind of thing. But so it's been an interesting 2 weeks, and I decided to flick the switch on something and open up to something new. So I thought I'd just share some experiences here and let's see where this podcast goes. By the way, those that have come and joined me, my name is Nick Jens, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, and I have two podcasts going, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, also Anxiety Talk Podcasts, and these two I haven't had a chance to podcast for a while, but here we are. So I kind of thought what will be a good topic is I think changing to our patterns, but at the same time understanding the intensity of learning. I want to talk about that a little bit, how intense it is to learn something new and to challenge something. Challenge life and see and feel the transformation, confidence, and training that goes into it. Always being reprimanded and creative recommendations, really. Not taking things negative, because I noticed that, it's pretty strict, to be a bus driver and keep things going and keep the city going, and you become responsible and you become as a servant to mankind, to serve, You know, I think there's a different type of energy that goes to change and to be a servant and to provide a service to others out there, to get them out of the rain, to keep them safe off the street, to get them from destination A and B, and still not even paid enough, right? But the good thing is with buses, there's always overtime, and also there's hourly 5 hours allowed of maximum driving before a good 4 hours rest is required to keep things safe, right? So, yeah, I'm kind of thinking the anxiety part of it. I think the anxiety part of it goes into saying that overthinking, overlearning, overwhelmed, right? Even though it was stressful to learn and still learning to drive that bus between the lines, not straddling, not hitting curbs, not hitting trees, right, or power poles and things like that. Or walking pedestrians are half asleep, like me, because I'm changing life at the moment. So dealing, you know, getting the first-hand experience on the overwhelmment, right? The overwhelmment of driving a bus, a big change, right? That transformation that, you know, but seeing that the racing thoughts in my mind. Because when you overstimulate the mind and learning overwhelming, you know, taking the criticism for improvement, of course, because I've got great coaches helping me out. And we did the whole safety features, you know, what do you do if the truck, you know, goes on fire, catches fire from the engine or different types of operating systems and fuels used in different types of buses, current buses. All right, there's a whole bunch of stuff and tests and last it's more like 5 weeks of intense study and change. So a big moment for me to really look at the mental chemistry that goes with it, like the learning curve, the speed of staying alive, and how the ego is so involved in staying alive and keeping its vessel alive, you know, the human body, and how intertwined everything is and the learning. So I'm trying to capture this for you guys and who's listening, so I can understand. And, you know, now I understand how the mind, when it's over-accelerated and on full speed, actually feels, and I felt it, but I couldn't actually explain it until now, how things just kind of work, and how we can get so trapped in mind, and at the end of the day, just taking all these things in and processing, you know, heavy processing, quick, and how we can get so trapped in feeding anxiety, feeding that, you know, feeding that, and a lot has to do with ego work too. So but then it's difficult for the mind to stop, but I'm going to tell you a story about how I get my mind to relax and stop. So I hope I'm painting the picture for you guys quite well here. Was heavy learning, and so when most anxiety challenge people like full on, and their mind is so stimulated and creating this chemical and, you know, this burst of energy, we just can't get off that speeding bullet train, right? Or that heavy bus on that road. So our theme is on buses. So, and it's so overcooked and just, you know, yeah, it's, you know, it gets to a point where you've just finished your day, but you're still on that job, and the mind is so accelerated. And then what I noticed next was, wait a minute, I'm actually talking to myself a lot. My voice can't shut down. You know, I'm just blah, 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 blah in my mind and analyzing what was said. And maybe I felt a little bit criticized that I needed to perform and and not need to take anything personally, because that's a learning curve. So I just couldn't shut down my mind, because I was overcooked, right? I got stuck on the treadmill of anxiety, and that's what happens. Because we seem to be, if you go back many, many podcasts back, it's all about being stuck on anxiety, not knowing how to come off. So before I go and talk about the more internal parts of my discovery and sharing about anxiety, and I think I lost myself here. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, it's all about how to get off that anxiety treadmill, right? And stop the mind chatter because of heavy learning, a big, huge learning curve. So, community, my friends, is your best. It's a go-to place. Okay, it's your lifesaver. Knowing that, you know, you have the chance to, you know, get out and relieve yourself from all this anxiety and change your atmosphere, change your environment immediately to get off the treadmill. This is the biggest thing that I now what actually works. And find your community and change the vibe, the vibration that you're stuck on, the mental oscillation or a heavy work of the mind. We need to find rest and digest, and stop the mind chatter, because it's actually loud in there, right? It's too loud, and so we need to come off. And the way we do it is find methods or coping methods for anxiety. It could be meditation, could be going to a gathering that is so calm in their practice, right? That they're not just like your normal humdrum type of people. Right, the spiritual community, the conscious communities in your surroundings, in your near neighborhood, your buddies, right? That's we need to find them, and whether it's a Friday community meetings, I think two of those are required, and also getting out of the house and getting not feeling isolated, as anxiety challenged people always feel like we don't want to go out, so. We don't want to experience the environments. It's too noisy out there. I just want to stay in my four walls. And so go out. Encourage you to go out and find your tribe. Find that calm, peaceful people that you need to hang with, because they'll be like your lifesaver, right? They'll be that lifesaver. Then they'll chuck out to you on an open ocean that's all over the place and it's deep. It's deep and scary out there, and the mind chat is too wild, because we've been just, it's heavy, heavy, intense transformation and change and sleep patterns all at one. Find your tribe. Let's go a little bit deeper on this conversation. So how fascinating the change, and also how much the ego led to my growth and understanding. I think also I want to say that as you decide to serve others or volunteer, and just you set yourself, you'll break a pattern, all right? You'll break a pattern of thought, because you're actually being a servant to someone else and showing love and compassion. I think love and compassion is where it's at for if you want to change, coming out of anxiety. All right, so, this.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
5 weeks have been like pushing myself out of my comfort zone. You know, I'm feeling the shift. I'm explaining the shift within me. I had this resistance, and I had these thoughts: am I really doing this bus driving thing? Am I really doing this? And my ego was saying, don't do this, and it kept pushing me to the side. But I have to keep on to my goal and conquer this thing. As a challenge, it's always good to have another type of work ticket, right? Be employed, and work with that. I felt the uncomfortable. I felt so uncomfortable in the changes. Yeah, I think. But as I embraced all these changes, like the training myself to be a morning person, I think that's the biggest. It's not so much about the drug bus driving. It's actually being able to change myself, my patterns of thoughts and my sleeping patterns, that really is important. But as I began to do these changes and become a servant to humanity, a volunteer, what began to happen here is I created this wisdom, a flow of wisdom, just a refreshing stream of wisdom overtook me, and I started to see the situation from different perspectives, gaining this wonderful insights that I wouldn't have otherwise overlooked. So this is also, I needed to kind of say that and expose this, what the changes that went on. So serving, I want to talk about serving my community, become like transformative experience for me. Again, this idea, I know there's a lot of love there, and everything is about support, whether you know it or not, especially if you've been challenged with anxiety or whatever. There's always that, this factor about this experience about serving someone, and it's a different responsibility. We take the attention of ourselves, my friend. That's all about that. So as I engage with others, right, and I found my classmates and we're all transforming. Some of them actually have dropped out. There's a few contenders still there, still staying the full course of learning how to drive that bus and changing their lives. So I found that the more I contributed, the more aware I become of interconnectedness of our life and experiences. And then each interaction was like a reminder of shared struggles and triumphs. So we got to keep pushing through it, right? Getting to, and also the coping mechanisms are very important for us to, you know, when especially if we are looking at this is what I'm going through now, and the anxiety involved in it. But I'm, you know, so with this awareness come a sense of responsibility. Taking on this role of responsibility, right, is very important. Putting your life on the line also. And this powerful understanding of the actions, in, you know, my actions, however small they were, or however what change they could have a meaningful impact on those also around me. So even I'm sharing this story with you, and also those people that I'm going to be serving in the future as a part-time bus driver. Anyway, this sense of responsibility, I'd love to talk about that again, is really motivating. And it's motivated me to be more mindful and intentional in my actions. And I'm a changed person where I've taken leap and bounds in this area of responsibility, where I don't really think some of us are responsible enough. We get caught in our own patterns, and by all means, this is just one hell of a life change to be, you know, driving that big heavy vehicle on that road and being responsible and taking on that, showing up for that, right? So, yeah, kind of an interesting moment there. And, you know, this sense of responsibility, yeah, is really motivating. Also the act of serving not only enriched my life, but also fostered a sense of purpose that anchored me, anchored me amongst the whirlwind of anxiety and overwhelm. Yeah, so yeah, there's been some real changes here. Interesting experience and embarked on this journey of learning something new. It's been very exciting. It's a mix of feelings, overwhelmed and a sense of anxiety. My brain was working overtime, processing information at a rapid pace, almost like a computer trying to keep up with the influx of data. Each new concept seemed to pull my focus in different directions, making it difficult to grasp any single idea fully. And, there were many times where I even forgot to put the handbrake on the bus, which is very vital. You don't want a runaway bus. So I even got so forgetful because I was so, so overwhelmed and with excitement and with the nervousness and the anxiety of learning. Fatigue also quickly sets in my life changes. I could feel it in my bones and exhaustion that doubles up with each passing hour of the study. Forgetfulness became a constant companion to me. I'd find myself like forgetting simple things and even someone's name, a fact, or even what I had just learned moments ago, what I actually learned. So I also write a lot, so I can capture things a bit easier because I know that working overtime, it was frustrating to be told off that you're not getting this and you're not getting that. You got to try harder. So I got this big fella, you know, called Shane is instructing me, and it's like when you look at him, he's like 7 foot tall, and he can stand in the bus, and he's big, so everything gets in its own place. Nice, gentle giant, you know, like to be having an instructor and, you know, to guide us. And that's his job. It's what he's taken on board. And it's not an easy job. And he needs to be so tuned in his work. He's also super responsible, not only for me, but also for the people. And this guy's like a big hawk, you know, seeing things and planning ahead. So, just to give you an idea what my coach is like, yeah, teach me how to be a bus driver, you know. I imagine it was frustrating for him too. But we're more on the more experienced side, but I can imagine there's others who are also learning to be bus drivers who've got no idea about buses, coming from great car drivers, but into a heavy vehicle. So it was, you know, we get all so wound up like a dancing doll, I want to call it, like a dancing doll, like spinning around without clear direction and pretty messy up there. And it's just like, whoa, am I really doing this? Or is this a dream? And I'm just dreaming. I haven't even woken up. Yeah. So the mind creates this chatter, inconsistent chatter. You know, as I mentioned, anxiety does this to us. And it was very, restless there. Thoughts racing through my head, like questioning my abilities and, you know, and the validity of my efforts. Like even my other side, the shadow side, was like saying, whoa, you know, this is not real. It's not even accepting learning this new skill. Am I doing this right? I'd question myself, will I ever get this right? What do I need to keep looking and try to change? And I also witnessing my other trainees, and they're asked to do a lot of mirror checking, so I don't know exactly to learn the behavior of the bus on the road and to stay within those lines, right? Also, you've got lorries and other trucks coming towards you and other bus drivers coming towards you, and am I doing this right? You know, am I? Will I ever get it right? You know, it was as if my inner critic had taken like this stage, and it was kind of drowning out any sense of confidence or clarity in me. So yeah, it's I'm all right now. I'm resting after an intense week, but I tell you, when you get into that, you know, bus depot, things change. So amongst all the chaos and the moments of, you know, the moments, it's so important, and I'm going to say the word, to be grounded, you know, to be grounded and begin to, and begin to emerge something more than we are or I am. I found kind of solace in connecting with others in my community, as I mentioned, so powerful. So folks, I know what you're going through, so you need to find and harness the power of your community. Find a gentle space and practice mindfulness and meditation for God's sake, yeah? For everyone's sake, you know, for people that you're around with. No point carrying on all this mental chatter because of accelerated anxiety, extremely quality in many other podcasts. I found solace in connecting with others, and you will too. And just sharing our struggles and triumphs and with others is and being vulnerable is where it's at. That thing needs to come out. The support of this environmental group will really, you know, you'll find comfort and allow you to settle down and begin your breath and take a breather away from all that. And and all together we create this sense of belonging, right? And it'll help you. This just helps us all together. We're all connected. We're all one, right? And it will help us quieten the mental noise and the looping thoughts and ruminating and just reminding us that. And it also reminded me that I wasn't alone in this journey. I've got a lot of people I can share things with, even with you guys here on this podcast. And so, yeah, so there's a different image.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Involved and just embrace this kind of energy that's involved in group energy, and to feel connected. It's not just to, you know, to the learning. I realized that it was okay to feel overwhelmed. You know, in the last 3 weeks, especially, it was part of the process, part of the learning, part of the exposure, part of taking that responsibility. with each new step you take. I also learned to navigate through my anxiety here in the last 2 weeks, finding the strength in me, this vulnerability to give this thing a go, right? You can imagine this, give this driving, give this big vehicle a go, right? And see and feel and learn from resilience, right? Learn from the resilience, not just the community, but also my story about me driving that bus on the road at maximum 50 kilometer an hour so far. I haven't tried any highways, so that'll be interesting experience with also my buddies out there driving big lorries, big trucks, and big buses. All right, my friends. So I'm going to be closing our podcast here, and this episode has just been a serious a change for me as far as responsibility and safety, others, community, and service of life in this life. And life-changing for sleep patterns because, most anxiety-challenged peeps are going through over-accelerated thinking, right? Almost no breaks, and we need to keep that heavy thinking, heavy vehicle, mental vehicle, to keep it slow, find your community, start your breath, start your mindfulness and practices. In this way, we can look at the interplay between the challenges in our egos, the challenging of our anxieties, and how it's all interlocked, and how community can actually help us become a powerful catalyst for our personal growth and growth of others, and the value of support, and also the value of service to someone. It's just amazing, and it does illuminate this kind of path to deeper wisdom, my friends, deeper wisdom and connection with everything, yourselves and others, with machinery. It reminds me that we all play a vital role in each other's lives, right? And through this journey, it's the journey. And if you can take solace also in our journey, the destination is okay, but the journey is what's really important for us to be okay with our journey. Once we become okay, things will be okay. We shouldn't hop off that off the bus too early, right? So I also discover that true fulfillment comes not just from individual achievements, but also from lifting each other up and growing together as a community. We're all interlinked, my friends. So I want to wish you a wonderful week. And it's now weekend. And I want to wish you all guys a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope this story has helped you out. We're all here on a journey called experience, and it's our choices to do things or choices not to do things or stay the same. Changing the environment is so important. Practicing mindfulness meditation, and gathering with your beautiful tribe who resonate with the same energy is so important. Can't tell you enough of that. Anyways, it's Nick Jensen here, your Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. I hope that this has resonated with you and that helps you. And bye from me, and all the best to you on your journeys. And if you've liked the episode, please share it. You don't know who might be needing to hear this kind of information. You never know. You could save someone's life here, or yours or mine. All the best, my friends, and till our next episode. Loving your experience. All the best. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching Podcast. We hope you found inspiration and guidance in today's episode. Remember, healing is a journey, best travel together, and every step forward counts. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe and share it with others who who may benefit. Until next time, my friends, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep taking steps towards the healing.